And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 21st of August, 2014. It's the birthday of the novelist Robert Stone, born Brooklyn, 1937, raised by his mother, who was schizophrenic, and when she went into an institution, he went into a Catholic orphanage. Sometimes he and his mother would drive cross-country and end up in a Salvation Army shelter or a random hotel. He said, "My early life was very strange. I was a solitary. Radio fashioned my imagination." Dropped out of high school, joined the Navy, moved to New York City, worked as a copy boy at the Daily News, went briefly to NYU, got married, moved to New Orleans, and there he was inspired to write his first novel entitled A Hall of Mirrors, which came out in 1967. Robert Stone served as a correspondent in Vietnam for a British magazine, where he got material to come home and write the novel Dog Soldiers. Came out in 1974, story of a burnt-out playwright, John Converse, who leaves the fading counterculture of California to work as a correspondent in Vietnam and ends up smuggling heroin out of the country. It won the National Book Award. Robert Stone said, "Writing is lonely. Most of the time you're in a room by yourself. Writers spend more time in rooms, staying awake in quiet rooms, than they do hunting lions in Africa. So it's a bad life for a person because it's so lonely and because it consists of such highs and lows. And there's not always anywhere to take these emotional states. It's a life that's tough to sustain without falling prey to some kind of beguiling diversion that's not good for you." It's the birthday of the poet X.J. Kennedy, born Joseph Charles Kennedy, Dover, New Jersey, 1929. Grew up working class, Irish. His father was a timekeeper at the local boiler factory. He recited poems to his son, who went off to college and started writing poetry of his own. Served in the Navy for 4 years. He said, "I enlisted in the Navy to avoid serving in the infantry. I'd also been reading Moby Dick, and I had a rather glamorous view of the seas." X.J. Kennedy, who said, "I like poems where you don't really know whether to laugh or cry when you read them." Here's a poem for today by Maxine Kuhlman, "The Lower Chesapeake Bay." Whatever happened to the cross chest, carry the head, carry the hair, carry the tired swimmer, put your hands on my shoulders and look in my eyes, retrieval? And what became of the stride jump when you leap from impossible heights and land with your head above water so that you never lose sight of your drowning person? Or if he is close enough, where is the lifesaver ring attached to a rope you can hurl at your quarry, then haul him to safety? Or as a last resort, where is the dock onto which you tug the unconscious soul, place him face down, clear his mouth, straddle his legs, and press with your hands on both sides of his rib cage to the rhythm of out goes the bad air, in comes the good, and pray he will breathe? Hallowed methods we practiced over and over the summer I turned 18 to win my water safety instructor's badge. And where is the boy from Ephrata, Pennsylvania, I made out with night after night in the lee of the rotting boathouse at a small, dank camp on the lower Chesapeake Bay?" Maxine Kuhlman's poem, "The Lower Chesapeake Bay," from Where I Live, New and Selected Poems, 1990 to 2010, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.